Girl, can you believe it? Valentine's Day is right around the corner. Are you ready?
I'm as ready as I'm gonna ever be. I'm about to make the most money I made in all my years this year.
Yes, I see you killing
Shoot.
the game. You
Shoot.
killing the game. I
I'm
was like, oh, she ready. She ready. She ready. I said, okay, I gotta get myself ready because yeah, she ready.
I It's Tuesday.
Right. Hi, everyone, and welcome to Tamla and Taylor's Treat Talk Tuesday. Did you know we rebranded as 5T Podcast? Be sure to follow us on all social media platforms at 5T Podcast. Hello, this is Tamla, and I am your co-host today, along with my other co-host, who will introduce herself in a second. Yeah, I'm Tamla, owner of Torlitas for that sweet and crunchy taste. Torlitas is a dessert company located right here in this great state of Ohio, where I specialize in salty, sweet treats. If you want to know more about me and my business, go to at Torlitas. That's T as in Tuesday, Torlitas. Over to Taylor.
Hello, I am Taylor, owner of Taylor's Kitchen, located in Albion, Michigan, where we make custom sweet treats for your special occasions. I can be found on all social media platforms at Sweet Spirit Treats.
Excellent. So, Taylor, we have some really exciting things coming up. We want everybody to follow us. If you have not already, please go to easytree.me/treattalktuesday and get your copy of the latest Volume 2 podcast desserts. And we would be so happy and so pleased for you to get the bundle that we still have available for $19.97, I believe. So today, what we're doing is a demo for Valentine's Day, and I think you'll be excited about it. And it's a real quick and easy, we like to do quick and easy over here, quick and easy recipe that you could do at home with your children, or you could do at home for a nice spread for Valentine's Day or Galentine's Day. And it's something that you can get together real quick and make a nice impression. So let's get to it.
Yes, let's get to it.
You want to say something, Taylor?
No.
Okay.
Just ready for your demo. I'm excited. I'm happy for all the things that are going on this year. I decided to have a new mindset about things in life, and I'm just so grateful for the things that we're gonna accomplish.
That sounds good to me. Let's get started. Wonderful shooter that I'm going to show you and display today for a demo. Here are all the items, and these cookies are really, really good. I got them from Target. Right here, they are putting in my shooter cup some cream cheese frosting, actually. I warmed it up in a microwave for about a good, I think I overwarmed it, but a good 10 second shoots would be okay. Here I'm adding the crushed red velvet cookies from Target. I was hoping they'd be a little bit softer, but at the first bite, they really are kind of good. They might not look great here, but I think they are really is a nice addition to this shooter. And as you see, I am just layering some cream cheese frosting on the bottom, adding the chopped red velvet cookies and just filling it up to the top here. I love the nice heart, chocolate heart that I put on there as well. And here,
Did the chocolate hearts have a filling inside of them?
yes, matter of fact, those are Reese's Cup peanut butter hearts. So I thought that was a nice addition as well. And like I said, you can pick these items up at any convenience store, big box store. And here I'm just adding the finishing touch, which is a sour cherry sucker in a heart form, and I'm adding the curling ribbon to it. So it just makes a really nice presentation. I'm adding some conversational hearts there. And who wouldn't like to have something like that with a little spoon, right? For their enjoyment for the Valentine's Day. Right here, I'm adding the Fruit Loop not Fruit Loop, Fruit Tape. I thought it was going to be the cherry kind, but I went with it. It's the blue raspberry. And I said, oh, this might be nice for your little a boy in your life, or, you know, make it for a classroom or something like that. I thought this would be nice for the guys in the classroom. So here I'm just adding the tape in a kind of like a offset style on the stick of the lollipop. It's really sticky, so be careful of that, hence the gloves. And from there, I'm just going to do the same layering as I did before with the...
Where did you get the cups from?
Oh, I ordered them off of Etsy. Yeah. So these are push-up pops, okay? There's a stick that goes on the bottom, but I just removed the stick and added the push-up part in the bottom of the cup so that we won't have any problems with spillage. And what you get for them to actually access, you can put the stick on the side. I've packaged it up and put a bow on a nice clear bag. And I added the stick into the side of the bag with some actual candies. So they know to use the stick to, you know, push up the pop and get the product and the dessert. So here I'm just adding some more of the fruit tape there. I thought it was a nice surprise in the cup. And I added this lovely, lovely addition to this cookie shooter for Valentine's Day. And I hope that you all enjoy it. And I'm going to show you some pictures of the finished product. And here we're, here I'm just going to add some, it's probably overdone, but oh well. I added some more fruit roll-up tape just to give it a little bit of, you know, I think anybody who likes this kind of thing, the more the merrier.
How much of this did you eat during the making of this shooter? You know,
I think I had enough of the chocolate peanut butter Reese's, and then I had enough of the conversational hearts. I said, I have to stop because, you know, you get in a sugar coma and then you wake up 3 hours later, you don't know what happened.
Oh, Lord. You know, the one thing, I never liked those conversational hearts. And it's so strange. I always felt like they tasted so weird.
No.
I was like, I do not like these.
Uh-huh.
It's not too many things that I just don't like, but I never liked those.
Wow, you know. Do you know what? This is a disgusting story. When I was in grade school, this girl licked the actual heart and put it on the cards. Remember the cards? They used to go around and put it in. She licked them and stuck them to the envelope. And I saw her do it. I was like, oh, gross.
Now, did you still eat the candy, Tamla?
You know what? Now, see you telling on me. See, that was our secret. I probably did.
Hey, children be doing the most disgusting stuff. I did not understand. Maybe that's how they make it through, because they do not care. They be like, oh, dirt, let me touch it. I'd be like, oh, what are you doing?
Gross. Oh.
Why are you doing these things?
Gross.
Oh,
right.
Man, you did a good job, even with the conversational hearts that I did not approve of.
Why, thank you so much.
That was funny.
Let me get back to my thing here. Stop sharing.
Children be doing the most disgusting stuff. I'm like, did you not focus on what was going on, okay? You seen that girl over there touching that stuff, you gonna go and try it?
I saw her, and it was all stuck on there, all nice. I'm pretty sure I ate it. pretty sure. I'm
sorry.
Disgusting.
Damn, no. No worries in the world. Just be doing nasty
I'm
stuff.
I'm here today. So I must not get so much damage, okay?
Okay. Okay. We're gonna let it go. We're gonna let it go.
It's in my throat. I'm okay.
I'm pretty sure I did some disgusting stuff as a kid too. But yeah. When you just grow up and you just be looking at the stuff that other people are doing, you're like,
oh well.
Why? But why?
Why?
Why? Right. Why? Anywho, you did a great job.
Thank you. I had a good laugh. Yeah, I thought it was fun.
I hope everybody who is out there enjoys this episode. I also hope that you make these shooters and that you tag us. And we have our Show It All Saturdays on our Facebook page. We want to see everything you guys made throughout the week. If you need any help with anything, any tips, any advice that we can give you, you can follow us on there and we will chat it up. And we hope that you just have an amazing week as we are preparing for these Valentine's Day. We hope that you check out our past episodes and see what we have been up to. And also, get excited for what's going to come next, okay? You're going to get some more laughs and some more giggles, but just have a good time. Enjoy.
Enjoy.
Let us know in the comments section what you think we should do next, because we have our plans. You know, we got our own plans, but we are here to serve you guys. So let us know what you think we should do next. You got anything else, Tamala?
No, just ditto what you said and enjoy your week and expect great things.
Very great, like super great. Okay, like bigger than big. We're only like 2 weeks into this 2023, so you got like 11 and a half months to go, so just plan out your big things and do them. I just did a demo on how to create a digital dream board. Because this past weekend was like National Dream Board Day or Vision Board Day. Mm-hmm. And so I did that on my other YouTube channel. So if you guys want to, you can check that out as well.
And you'll link it here, link it on there. Yeah.
I will link it down in the description. All right. Have a blessed week. I am Taylor with Taylor's Kitchen. I said that before. And you guys know who I am. Please like and share and subscribe. Bye.
Bye.